Can we afford to wait until tomorrow? Can we afford to wait until tomorrow? Well, the answer is, now is the only time that we're living. Now is the only time we're acting. Now is the time to do everything. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capital, California. People call us every day and they say, well, now how long it'll take? How long will it take for a healing? How long will it take for this right action to take place in my life? How long will it take for me to have the friends in my world that are important to me? How long will it take for me to experience wholeness and perfection in my life? How long will it take? When will it happen? Well, the answer is, it'll never happen. You see, when we are waiting until tomorrow, when we are waiting for another day to come, when we are waiting for something to happen at another time, then it will never happen. This is why people put deadlines, they put time zones on things that are very important to them, because they would like to see that done, and then they do everything in their power to bring that forth. Now is the acceptable time for anything in our life. What would you like to have in your life? Would you like to have perfect health? Well, now is the time, that's for sure, right? Would you like to have abundance? Well, now is the time. Would you like to have happy relationships with all of your friends, your neighbors, with your relatives, with your husband, your wife, your children, your family, whoever they may be? Would you like to have now? If we're going to put into motion a project that will happen sometime in the distant future, then we can get along for a long time without enjoying the benefits of that project. You know, astronauts think of going into outer space and they prepare themselves. They prepare themselves to be excellent. They prepare themselves to have their mind open and receptive to all possibilities. They open and receptive their mind to the concept that anything might happen, and they're ready to handle it because they have the genius to do it. Now, they have built up little by little the ability to do this. And they didn't just all of a sudden say, tomorrow I'm going out in outer space, I have to do all these things in preparation for it, oh goody, my gosh, how can I possibly get it all done? Well, they don't do that. Every moment of our life is a preparation for the perfection that we are, a preparation to enjoy the perfection. But if we're going to say, wait until tomorrow, then forget it. Now, today I say, I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. Today, I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. Today I say that. I don't say, now tomorrow I'll live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body because I'm taking some medicine, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to do that, and some exercise, and proper attitudes, and so I'll be living in my perfect body tomorrow. Well, you could be dead tomorrow. Tomorrow you could have some other problems, which you probably will. Some other opportunities to prove that today is the only acceptable time for my good. Can we afford to wait until tomorrow? I mean, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be a very rich person tomorrow, and then tonight we die, and tomorrow we are a very rich person and we're not alive to enjoy it? That's kind of silly, isn't it? Well, why am I talking about death? Why am I talking about not being here to enjoy it? Because it doesn't make any difference. If you are not enjoying everything good in your life right now, enjoying it in your mental attitude, in your spiritual attitude, your physical attitude, in the attitude of what you pour out into other people's minds all around you, in every attitude possible, if you're not enjoying it right now, well, you're not enjoying it. And tomorrow, you may have other demands on you that keep you from enjoying it, and the next day you have other demands on you that keep you from enjoying it. Like, for instance, you get tickets to go to Disneyland, and you say, wow, isn't this wonderful, tickets to go to Disneyland for the whole family. We're going to go tomorrow. Well, tomorrow the boss calls and says, hey, I got a special project for you. Hey, family, we got to wait for another day. We'll go Sunday then. And so Sunday comes, and your whole relatives from all over the United States drop in unexpectedly, and you can't abandon them, and you can't take them all to Disneyland. That's an arm and a leg sort of thing, very expensive. So you stay home with them. So Monday comes, and it's back to work, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the week passes, and hey, you got those tickets to Disneyland. Then you open your eyes and you look at the tickets and it says, good if used within the next 3 days. And it's already gone and the tickets are useless. You have a wonderful set of tickets for Disneyland for your whole family, but you didn't go when you could have gone right now. Always do everything in the first person, present tense, positive. Always do everything in the now, and you'll be the happiest, most fulfilled person in the universe, because now is the acceptable time for my good. How about you? Is now the acceptable time for your good? I think it is. So join with me claiming it for ourselves right now. I do everything in the now. I do not wait for tomorrow. We don't need to say I don't wait for tomorrow, but I just do everything in the now. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. Call toll free 1-888-463-8654 and you will receive a call directly to our corporate offices. And every person in the corporate office is a practitioner, so if you ask for a healing treatment from any of them, they will be able to work with you as great professionals do. And treat them like professionals. When they tell you how to think about yourself, that you're whole and perfect, don't say, but you don't have my pain. Just say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, I am whole and perfect, and then go about your life being whole and perfect. But follow directions and do it in the now. Can you afford to wait till tomorrow? Not on your life. Right now is the time. Right now is the exception. So join with me and have a wonderful time, because I'm always there with you and always there sharing. I love you. I love you. I love you.